Good lively music to get us going here on this Wednesday evening. Welcome into Smashville Live. Let them hear you. Brewhouse 100. I feel like we could do a little bit better than that. Welcome into Smashville Live, Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. I think it actually got worse. Okay, better. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy. Keep it going. Warm welcome for our special guest tonight, Yuso Parsonen, Tommy Novak. Guys, how we doing?
Good.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, really good. Happy to be here.
Well, they say you can learn a lot about a man's handshake, and Yuso is strong.
Big meat hook.
This hand kind of hurts. I shook his hand before the show, and it was very firm. So I wouldn't mess with you, Yuso. I'm going to ask really good questions tonight.
That's perfect.
He's a fighter now. He's a fighter now, too.
Yeah. Philly, huh?
Yeah.
You could kind of see that coming. That game was chippy. Obviously, some things were happening.
Yeah, that's true. But I was not ready for that. That is me who's fighting.
when you saw that, like, you know, you're just. I feel like you kind of embraced that role. You're becoming that agitator, that guy that's like playing guys hard. Not doing it in a dirty way, but playing in the right way, playing a hard game. And I always say, hey, listen, if you get guys that want to fight you, then you're doing your job, you know? And so Do you feel like that's part of your game, or is that just, just you going out there trying to play hard?
I have a big body. I like to play physical and like, our game style, we want to play physical, so that's not a problem for me. And of course, when you do that, sometimes opponents get pissed off and you gotta be ready to fight. But that was my first time, and we'll see if it happens again.
What'd you think of it?
I lost my balance a little early, but it's fine for the first one.
Yeah, it was a good one. I love it. Anytime you step up and get in there, get your nose dirty, I like it.
And that was a nice win, too, by the way.
Yeah, a big one.
Tommy, new contract. How does it feel?
Feels great, yeah. I'm happy just to be back for another year to get that done. It's awesome. So, yeah, just happy to be back.
How does that go behind the scenes? Like, just kind of let us in. Peel the curtain back, how that works.
I don't know. They just
say, I want to be here. They're like, we want you to be here. And then everybody's talking. Yeah, and then they're like,
or do you just let your agent? You let your agent deal with it?
Mostly, yeah. That. I mean, he'll fill me in on what's happening more. Yeah. I think it's between them, kind of. I mean, I think they came to us, and then the deal got done pretty quickly. So not too much to it, but just really happy about it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't realize, like, your agent is there to back you up and because you want to focus on playing your game.
Right.
You know, it doesn't, you could have an agent. If you're not playing your game, then you're not getting the contract. So you've got to go out there. And I feel like there's a lot of guys, you know, as you get later in your career, maybe you have a little more say, like, hey, I want to play there. I want to do this. Like, you just want to play in the NHL and you want to do whatever you can. So you're just giving, hey, this is what I'm doing on the ice. And your agent does the rest,
yeah,
is that
for
right?
Sure. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's not like I'm in on any of the talks or anything like that. So,
show me the money!
So, it's good. I love my agent. I did a good job. So, yeah, happy to be back for sure.
Why is this a good fit for you?
Honestly, I mean, I've just been with the organization since I've been drafted.
Yep.
So, It's been good so far. I mean, they've given me more opportunity, as I've kind of gotten older and more mature in my game. So I think just, you know, staying with the same team. I mean, it's great.
Toggling back and forth from the best in the world to AHL. And by the way, congratulations! You made the AHL All-Star team.
Yeah.
I guess you weren't able to play. You can't play. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. But
how? What's that dynamic like?
You mean just as in the play?
Like, let's say you're here for 3 weeks and then you got to. Then you're playing a game in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of been like the way life has been for me, like, ever since, you know, I turned pro, really.
Yeah.
You never really know where you're going to be. So that's just kind of how you have to embrace that lifestyle and just take it one day at a time, really. So it's it's definitely something. One day you'll get called up and it's like, oh, you're moving across country for a bit and then get sent down and whatnot. But
You played in the East Coast a little bit.
That year the AHL and NHL hadn't started yet. A bunch of us, me, Jeaner, Smitty.
Yeah, that's right.
We were all down there and then Florida too. Yeah.
So. What did you think of that? That's a whole different world.
It's a bit different. Yeah, it's a whole different world in that league. But it was good for me to get that experience. I'm happy that I did. So, that was actually a really fun time. Just being, and they have that team in Naples or right next to Naples. So we had 2 weeks there. It was actually really great.
You had a different path. Like I know, playing in Finland is you know, you were in Turku for 4 years?
Two full seasons, one half. Yeah. Two and a half, I would say.
Two and a half. And that's like, I played in Finland in the lockout, and it's very similar to an AHL, in my opinion. What did you think you got out of playing? That's because you kind of jumped from there. You had a couple games in Milwaukee, and then, wham, you're jumping up with the big boys.
Yeah, I mean, the Finnish league, it's a really, really good league.
Yeah.
It's a men's league. We have a lot of... It's a really tactical league. It's fast, but it's so, like, structure-wise, it's so... We practice a lot, like, tactical stuff, like... And you have to think so much there. Because it's a men's league, you have to be strong in the corners and battle some... That's the thing that helped me, like, coming over, because you got to battle so much here, too. So, I mean, that's, yeah.
I remember playing there and thinking, this is the intensity of the game. It was close to the NHL. I was impressed. I thought we were going to go, I was going to go over to Europe and going to be freewheeling make some plays. Not that I would make plays, but I thought I would go over there, and I felt that technical side, the lockdown side, the gritty game, hard game, and I think that for your development, what did you learn? Because you made that jump. How old were you when you jumped in and played with Turku?
I played 7 games when I was 17 years old.
17 wow. years old playing. Like, what was that like?
Exciting. I was really nervous, but I mean, like, the Finnish leagues also, they develop a lot of young guys, so that's why that's why a lot of Finns, when they come over, they're ready. But I mean, I was not ready to play in that league as a 17 years old, but it was good to get the experience.
And then you took that experience, come over AHL, and then boom, you're up here playing, and that's a quick transition, and you had pretty much no problem with it. You feel like you're up to speed, and talk about your game now from what it was when you just jumped in to the Preds.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't maybe, like, I maybe didn't expect, like, that fast call-up, but I felt like when I get that, I will be ready, and... when I came up, I just tried to do my best and help the team. Of course, it was I was nervous and it was exciting. But if you compare my game now to when I got up, I'm more comfortable. I would say I'm more confident now when I feel like I can play in the league.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Thank you. But I mean, it's just like so much more comfortable now.
Yeah.
Did it help your first NHL game being at home? Does that help, or would you rather be on the road? How do players feel about that?
If I had the chance to choose, I would, of course, choose a home game.
Yep.
To play in front of our fans. And I got my girlfriend in the stands, so that was also really nice. So, yeah, I would choose home game.
And you had that happen against the Rangers.
Yeah, that's true.
First NHL game, and so what did Juuso do? Scored his first NHL goal.
Speed, skill, size.
Not bad.
Power move to the middle. That had to have been like a dream come true, scoring that goal.
Yeah, it was. And I mean, in the second shift. That was pretty unbelievable. But yeah, it was such a dream.
You're like the NHL is easy. I don't know what you guys.
What is the big deal?
Easy game.
That's what Granny said right off the goal. Easy league.
Well, apparently you thought so because you scored against the Rangers. Then your third game was against another New York team, the Islanders. Apparently you like playing New York teams. Your third game, you had two goals. So you had three goals in your first three games in the NHL. Not bad.
Not bad, but I've never been a goal scorer, so that was maybe a little bit surprised. But, of course, it's nice to go score.
Yeah. And, by the way, those games at home. So what was that like? I mean, you're obviously playing at that level. You're looking for something to give you the confidence, and you're getting the ultimate confidence right out of the gates.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's huge. And, like, a week before that, I was playing in the minors. But, I mean, like, things change so fast. Like, one day I'm down, I'm ready to play against, I think it was Rockford. Then I get called up against the Rangers, score my first goal. A couple games after, score two. So, I mean, like, things change fast, but it's fun. And, of course, a dream come true, I mean.
Does it slow down the more you play, the speed of the game?
It doesn't slow down, but like you get more comfortable, and you're not maybe running around that much. And,
just the awareness, also knowing kind of way things are going to develop.
Yeah, correct.
Tommy, what about you? You got a taste of this last year, so in the NHL. Now you've had two seasons of going back and forth. Is that how you felt about it, about the game?
Yeah, I think when you first come up, it's sometimes a little tough just getting like super adjusted to the speed of the game, or not being, you know, nervous, you know, playing outside of your normal comfort zone, really. So I think just having those games last year for sure helped me when I got recalled this year to be more comfortable on the ice and then try to just play my game more than worrying about you know getting nervous about if you can play in this league or whatnot. So yeah, I think having at least the small bit of experience last year for sure helped quite a bit.
Tommy, did that change your mindset going in the off season? I've talked to a lot of guys, and I went through it too. You finally get to taste the NHL, and then you go, oh, this is what it's all about. And you go in the off season, you go, this is what I need to work on. This is what I need to be better.
I think it definitely helps you realize what you need to work on a lot more than, you know, playing in the American League, where it's maybe a little bit harder to tell exactly what you need to play in the NHL. So I think just knowing exactly how the games go and what kind of skills you need and what you need to work on definitely helps you in the offseason.
Yeah.
I think there's some fans that want to meet you. So let's step away, take a quick break, and we'll come back with more with Yusuf Parsonen and Tommy Novak. We're here at Brewhouse 100. You're listening to Smashville Live.
This kid's excited, I can tell you. He's like the first one here. He's ready.
He is ready. On 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're back here on Smashville Live, Brewhouse 100. Having fun out here on this Wednesday evening. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy, and our special guests, Tommy Novak and Yuso Parsonen, a recent birthday boy.
Yeah, thank you.
we have the same birthday.
Really?
Yep.
No, I didn't know that. That's
so happy birthday.
Wait, what's your birthday? What is it?
To you and to me.
February 1st.
Oh, really? Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're just separated by a couple of years.
22 so. Now? Yep. You so?
Yeah, yep. 22.
Whoa.
Old
22.
Man.
It's getting old.
Yeah. So you guys get back. So one, by the way, we haven't had a chance to talk to you. Not used to a break like that. What did you guys do during the break?
Yeah, we had such a long break. I went to see some family and friends, so that was really nice.
You went home?
Yeah.
You went home. Okay. Yeah. How long is that, by the way, back to Finland?
It's like 8 hours flight.
8 hour direct flight?
Yeah, from Chicago.
Okay, that's not.
Home for you is Hämeenlinna?
No, that's just where I'm born. But home is Turku for
me. In Turku. Yeah. Okay. beautiful this time of year.
Yes, very warm.
Yeah, really.
What
warm.
Do you get? You get. You get. What do you get? You get 2 hours of sun. When you went home?
About, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Otherwise, dark all the time.
It's crazy. If you guys don't know, the sun comes up and then it's a sunset, sunrise together. It's like it goes together.
That's true.
You feel sleepy when you don't get much sunlight? It's dark all the time?
Yeah. Like during the season, like November, December, that's like tough months. You go play like 6 hour bus ride and no sun all day and you lose. Like it's tough days, but like, and overall, of course you want to see some sun, but that's just how Finland is.
Yeah.
Can't change it.
I know there's times, Skillsy, have you been to Alaska? I know there's times of the year whenever I think the sun doesn't set.
Yes.
It's like up 24 hours a day.
Well, that's the beauty of Finland, right? Finland in the summertime, yeah. You get sun all the time.
Yeah, it's all sun.
You go golfing all day.
Yeah.
All night.
48 holes or whatever you want to do, right? What do you guys like to do for fun? What, away from hockey?
Well, I want to know where Tommy, what do you do for a break?
I was kind of hoping you'd skip over me, but uh-oh. I didn't do much. Everyone else was in, you know, Jamaica or
Costa Rica,
the Cayman Islands. But yeah, I went to Milwaukee for a bit, grabbed some stuff that I had there, and then pretty much just came right back. So wasn't much for me.
More of a mental break.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Really long break. I'm not used to that. I haven't had a break that long during the season, I don't think, since college or something like that. So yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was a wild, long time.
You had to have done something fun, Tommy. I mean,
honestly,
no.
I really didn't. No, no, it wasn't much.
If you guys, so back to the original question, what do you do for fun? Like, what's your downtime?
I like to spend time with my girlfriend. I watch a lot of Netflix series, sports, football. Real football, soccer.
Real football. Yeah, don't say that in the South, or you're going to get in trouble.
I like to watch sports a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Tommy?
I'm similar. I like to, you know, chill out when I'm away from the rink. I've been playing this new Harry Potter game that came out recently.
Yeah?
So
you're a video.
Yeah. Well, you, sometimes.
You like your video games?
Yeah. Every once in a while, yeah. Me and Cody Glass have been playing that one, so... other than that, just hanging out, watching shows, and then, you know, getting ready to go back to the rink.
Guys have been, the first part of the year, you're pretty focused on hockey, and it's been tough. You have the break, and now it's kind of a weird schedule. You're getting back into it, you know, and going back, we're about to hit the hammer down. Like, it's going to be tough from here on out. But you come back, tough game. You lose to Vegas, not the game you were looking for. Then you have, you know, a good game against Philadelphia. You find a way to win. And then you come back. I feel like you guys played well against Arizona. You just couldn't find a way to score goals. So take us into the mindset of the team right now. You guys, you know, you had a day off, a practice. Where are you right now as a team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, coming off the break, it wasn't the game we wanted against Vegas. So we kind of hit the reset button there and, you know, try to have a really good week of practice and, you know, just get more back into that rhythm, because right before that break, we were playing really good hockey. I think, you know, the last two games was more a resemblance of what we were playing before the break. So, it's going to get really, really a lot of games in March and coming up at the end of February. So. We're just, you know, looking to really find our rhythm and have consistent, you know, play that, you know, is a winning recipe.
Yeah.
And that's just the goal for us, is to find that more consistency, I would say.
Yeah. And you guys have been integrated into the team. Like, you're part of it now. Like, you guys have shown your worth and showed what you can do. But you saw, like, what do you see from the team and the direction you guys are going? You know, where do you guys feel like you can get to?
We need wins, of course, and when we're at best, I think we're a really good hockey team. We have shown that, like, just before the break, for example, but then, like Tommy said, we're a little bit inconsistent. We gotta find consistent, like, like night in, night out, we have to be a good hockey team. Like sometimes you get games like against Arizona where I think it wasn't okay, like pretty good game from us, but you still don't win. That happens sometimes, but like games like.
So you guys like to like, and now you've had a couple days. You know, no one wants to lose, but yeah. When you look back on the game and after, you know, getting on with the guys and practicing, and having the meetings, do you feel like it was a good game? You just didn't get the result.
Yeah, like I think our
ultimately, yeah, you want to win, right?
yeah, of course. You can never be happy if you don't win. But like if you look at the game, I think our effort was good and we had our chances to score. Like compared to the Vegas game, we didn't have any effort in that game and we were just horrible all over the place. But like
it was a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one. But I mean, we were not like really good against Arizona, but it was an okay game that I think we should have won. But like sometimes things don't go your way.
What was working before the break? You guys played three really good teams.
Really good.
Three
really good
playoff teams. Obviously, you were hitting your stride in those games. You came away with a big 6 points, and then you had to shut everything down for a week and a half. But what was working in that stretch?
Yeah, I think we just had found a rhythm there for that stretch. It was probably the break didn't come at a great time for us, just knowing how we were playing at that time. But I think just throughout the lineup, everyone just playing to their strengths and playing as hard as they can. We really dug in for that week, and we had a great week. And I know we can get back to that. So I don't think there's any magic thing we were doing for those games other than just, really being really focused on our details and what we need to do to win. And that was, every guy in the lineup for sure.
When you guys look at where this team is, I know there's a strong leadership group with Yossi, Ekholm, Forsberg, these guys are the leaders of the team, but I feel like you guys have a young group coming in with Cody Glass and young defensemen, I feel like you guys, this could be your team. Do you ever look at it and be like, hey, like we're here, let's do our thing and show these guys that we, I feel like you both had that, like, hey, put me on the power play, let me score some goals here, let's make something happen. Do you guys feel that presence as a younger group?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have great players that have been in the league for a long time that produce for us every night, and they do well. And we're just, trying to, learn from them, I would say, mostly. But, yeah, we definitely have young players that can play. And we're really excited to be out there, obviously. And I think we have a good young group as well.
Good news is you get, Slouch tomorrow, team. Pretty easy team.
Easy
back,
win.
Get back in your winning ways against.
Hey,
oh, wait a minute.
Here's my hot take. I think this is going to be. It's a big game for you guys. Obviously, you need the points, but this is a good challenge. This is a good team you're coming in. So, like, I feel like you guys always rise up to a big game.
Yeah.
Be better.
Yeah. I think we have a team that can really, every night, any team can really compete for sure.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to roll over. Just the way that we play, hard and catch a lot of teams off guard from that. So, they're obviously a really good team. I was looking at their record today. I was kind of
insane.
Like, flabbergasted a bit. But, yeah, it'll be tough and it'll be fun.
You like having that challenge?
Yeah, you always want to play against the best, and it's a good challenge for us. You have to be excited. Like, you will play a really good team, and we have a chance to prove ourselves and like get more confidence in our group and get a huge win.
All right, I think there's some more people that want to meet you guys.
They're lined up.
They're lined up.
The segment just starts and they're already lining up.
I know. Well, let's step away again. We'll come back more with Tommy Novak and Yusso Parsonen. We're live here at Brewhouse 100. You're listening to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3, The Game. Back here on Smashville Live, Brewhouse 100 here on this Wednesday evening. Having fun out here in Bellevue. Darren McFarland and Hal Gill, our very special guests this evening. Tommy Novak and Yuso Parsonen in the house. Guys, we're happy that you're here. Let's kind of go back to how it all started. Tommy, we'll start with you because you're a Minnesota kid, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
hockey's kind of a big deal in that state.
Yeah, for sure.
So is this the path you always knew you were going to take, or did something happen? Give us the backdrop of how you got here. Let's go back when you were a kid. This is your life, Tommy Novak.
Okay. As a kid, I started playing just because we had a rink in the backyard. My older brother, who's 4 years older than me, he was playing before me.
I'm sorry, you said you had a rink in the backyard.
yeah, during the winter. It's only.
ODR, okay. Buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, out in the backyard, yeah. Okay. So that's where I learned to skate. And
a lot of people in our audience have a rink in their backyard as well.
Yeah. So I learned to skate there, and then I just started playing. I was kind of just like fell in love with it, I would say. Just always wanted to do stuff on my own, like in practicing my skills and whatnot. So ended up playing high school hockey, which is like a pretty big deal in Minnesota. Yeah. It was the most fun thing ever. So,
well, tell people out there listening, whether they're in here or out there listening in Radio Land, when you say that, you've got a big smile on your face because it really is a big deal. It's kind of like when you hear the stories of high school football in Texas.
Yeah.
This is kind of equivalent to that up in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, so they do the state tournament at the XL Energy Center where the Wild play. So it's pretty crazy for that weekend, especially. Like they'll fill the rink for sure.
Sell out high school games.
Sell out games. So like when you're that age and you're playing, you know, for your school, it's not much better than that. So yeah, and then I went to the University of Minnesota for hockey after that, and I obviously always wanted to be in the NHL, so that's the path I've been trying to grind towards ever since high school for sure.
All right, so quick background. Where did you play high school hockey in Minnesota?
A school called St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. Yeah. So you were St. Thomas. Ryan McDonough was on your rival school, right?
Yeah, the biggest rival we had. Crete and Durham Hall. There were two St. Paul schools that were really old private schools that were huge rivals for like 100 years now. So yeah. Like that's just a big rivalry. I'm not from St. Paul personally, but like the St. Paul kids all kind of grow up through their own schools there, and a lot of them, you know, pick a side or where they're going to go, and that's kind of where it stems from, I think. It's, playing against Creighton was, you know, one of the crazier experiences.
For those that don't know, like, he's saying that you get at the XL Energy Center, and it's blown out. It's huge.
Yeah.
And so these rivalries, and there's no club hockey, right? For the most part,
there isn't. Yeah, there.
You just go to your high school and play.
Yeah, they don't have any in Minnesota. Like they don't allow it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like the AAA club hockey or what the rest of the country does, and obviously brings out the best in their high school programs. So there's some good players, a lot of good teams, and it's definitely really fun. The trek to the X, they call it during the season. So
And. Did you grow the hair out? Were you one of the guys?
My school actually didn't allow. We had the hair rules going on.
So if you haven't seen this, if you're listening at home, you have to look at the YouTube or the videos. Everyone does their hair. Beautiful flowing locks, mullets everywhere. And it's like a big thing. You show up.
If you get on the all-hockey hair team,
yes.
That's I was going to say, you're graded on your hair, right?
Yeah. It's more important than winning the tournament, for sure.
And going to Minnesota, I do my scouting, you know. I know your scouting report, just nasty at Minnesota, at University of Minnesota. You were just, like, how fun was that playing? Being a Minnesota kid and playing for University of Minnesota had to been,
yeah. Like, I mean, that kind of seemed like as a kid as like the biggest thing, right?
Yeah.
playing for the Gophers, for me, it was just a dream come true. And every night coming out at that arena, it was a really fun time, you know, playing with, you know, mostly all kids that are from around the same area. It was really, really fun time, for sure. I have really fond memories of that. It was a great 4 years for me. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a game back then, what would be your memorable game? If you could only pick one, what was it?
So we have a really big rivalry with North Dakota. And there was a game at Mariucci at home at our rink that was just back and forth for like the whole third period. Like they'd take the lead, we'd tie it up, take the lead, tie it up again. And it was just, it was a crazy game, crazy game. I would think back to that one as the most memorable one. We didn't have the most success as a team that, you know, is expected from a program like that, but they're definitely back on track now. And so I would say that game for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yusa, what about you?
Yeah, my dad played hockey, so I've been around hockey all my life.
He had a good career, too.
Yeah, yeah. Right after I was born, we moved to California, Anaheim. He played there one season, then a couple years in Finland after that, 1 year in Switzerland. And then we moved to Sweden, where I started school and my hockey career as a kid. We lived there 6 years, so that's where I started to play hockey. And then
were you too young to remember dad in the NHL? Or
yeah, I was just like
you're
6 months
baby?
Old.
Okay,
yeah. So yeah, I don't remember anything of that. And after the Sweden years, we moved to Finland, one city called Lahti. We was there. And after that, we moved to Turku, where I have played all my life after that. So, yeah, and now I've played 2 full seasons pro, and this is my third one.
Do we have a sauna in the arena now?
No.
It's a steam room, right?
Yeah, but that's...
It's not the same.
It's not even close to the same, no.
Can you tell, like, the importance... and this blew my mind when I played in Finland, the importance of a sauna... In the locker room,
it's huge. Like after every practice game, we go there like 10, 15 guys and just have a good time. And like and for recovery, it's really good.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's nothing bad to say about sauna. I miss it a lot.
I was gonna ask you. It's gotta be. I miss it. Avanto, is that what you call it?
Yeah,
when you do Avanto, so you go in the sauna and then you jump in the ice tub and then back in the, like...
Or Avanto, you have to be outside.
Oh, that's outside.
Yeah, okay. That's outside. You have to, like, make a hole in the ice, like, and then you go swim there, you go to the sauna, you go back and forth. That's, like, Avanto.
Yeah, that's... I experienced that. It was one of the most amazing things. I never slept as well as I did in
Finland.
Where I was.
That's what I did on my break.
That's exactly what you did. Do you have a smoke sauna back home, or do you have just a regular sauna? Because a smoke sauna that's another level, right?
That's nice too.
That's like you're entrapped in stone, and they build a fire. It's like primitive.
Yeah, that's. Like, there's like electric sauna, and then it's like. It's called like wooden sauna, like electric. You just press a button. And
what's the chant? When I was in one sauna, we had a sauna party, and everyone started chanting and jumping up and down in the sauna. I couldn't feel my eyeballs started to shrink up, and everyone's yelling and screaming. They were chanting something in Finnish. Did you do that?
No.
Or is that, I was with some lunatics.
Yeah, I mean, but. Yeah. Finnish people like sauna.
And then they do shots of vodka in the sauna and have a couple beers, and it makes you drunk faster. It's a great recipe.
So for people out
there... beautiful country.
Well, it is. For people out there who are not up to speed on their saunas, you are very passionate about that. What is it about that experience where it's such a big deal? Why do you like it so much? Well, is it just relaxing? I mean, is there something...
Oh.
Like, I mean, of course, it's relaxing, and like I've done it my whole life. And then, like on holidays or Christmas, you go sauna on Christmas Eve, and then midsummer you go sauna. And like, it's It's just a Finnish thing. I don't have to explain.
Listen. So I went over. I played in Lukko Rauma.
Yeah.
I get there, and this is during the lockout. I go to my apartment that they set up for me, and I get in there, and it was awesome. Great apartment. And the guy who is in charge comes up, and he goes, I am so sorry. He goes, I know there's no sauna in your apartment, and so we're going to move you. And I was like, I don't really need to move. So I stayed there for a week. And I went to the rink, and every guy was like, I heard you don't have a sauna. I heard you don't have a sauna. And so every house, every apartment, like, it's expected that you have a sauna. And it's just attached to your bed. Like, it might be a two-person sauna that's attached to your shower.
Yeah.
And everyone does it. And it's the most amazing thing, because I don't know why we don't do it. Do you ever wonder, like, what's wrong with Americans?
Yeah.
That we don't,
yeah.
Like, why wouldn't we do that? It seems like a necessity in life. And so they moved me. A week later, they moved me. I had to take all my stuff and go to another place. And I was like, I get it. Yeah. Having the sauna is big. So I'm sorry. If there's any sauna people listening, do you have a sauna here? No?
No, I don't. No.
He needs a sauna. If someone's listening... I need a sauna, too.
Endorsement deal. All right, we'll step away for the final time. When we come back, Juni Riddle will be out in the audience. We'll get some questions out there. I know you guys have some questions for the guys, so we'll do that in the final segment. You're listening to Smashville Live here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Back here on Smashville Live, I think. Darren McFarland, Al Kill.
I feel like I'm in a club.
DJ, I don't know who's back there DJing. Kenny, all right, man. You threw us off, DJ Kenny. I like it, though. Tommy Novak.
Tommy's playlist.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be in high school.
Is this your jam? It's like, you know this song?
Yeah, I do.
All right, okay.
All right, yeah. I got to catch up. I don't know what the kids are
like. DJ Kenny, Tommy was giving you the thumbs up. Yusuf Parson and also is alongside.
Back in the day, back in Minnesota high school days.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Tommy just jamming out to that one before the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it's Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he's in that song. I know that.
Okay.
Chris Brown, maybe.
Yeah. I like it. Are you a music guy?
No, not really. I would say I like music. I'm not like.
Is that your genre? That like Lil Wayne, like that?
No, I mean, I wouldn't really put myself as like a guy who like listens to one genre. Really, I like different kinds of.
You
music.
Like? We're in Nashville. Yeah. I have to ask you if you like country music. Do you like country? Me.
Some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played country when I was playing in Finland, and they looked at me sideways. Toby Keith, I love this bar, and I played it, and they were like, what am I listening to right now? Did you know about country music before you came to Nashville?
Yeah, I knew about it, but I don't like it.
Are you probably a heavy metal guy?
No, not at all. No,
no, you don't like it? What is it, him?
Like rap, pop.
Okay. A lot of Finns like the heavy metal, though.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Who's in charge of the music in the room?
Johansson, usually.
Okay.
I don't know who else. Sometimes Sissy is, too.
Okay.
What do they play? What do they play? Like, what's your closing song? You're ready to go out?
Joey always has, like, these, like, dance mixes of, like, random songs.
And yeah.
They're just pretty good, usually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. But... I don't think we have like a go-to before the game or anything. No.
Sounds like you guys maybe need to talk to DJ Kenny. He's got a pretty good.
Yeah, should get him out there pregame.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go out. Let's go out in the crowd. Juni Riddle is standing by. Juni, what you got?
We got Ella from all the way out from Columbia. So Ella, right. Go ahead with your question.
If you ever feel off before a game, what do you typically do to like get yourself ready to like rally for the game?
It's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You ever get out for warm-ups and go, whoa, my legs aren't there?
Yeah.
I've been
really
through that one.
Because I'm still trying to find an answer to it. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Just try to, you know, focus on what you control, I guess. Focus on your effort levels, and the rest kind of comes with it, hopefully. But, yeah, it's hard to feel good every night. I think that's, you know, one challenge we all face for sure.
I will say I've had spots in my career where if I didn't feel good, I'd take off all my gear and go out and do squats and hang clean, like
really?
Like power cleans, like it's, like please legs, don't let me down tonight.
Yeah.
Like when they just didn't feel right. Have you ever thought of doing anything like that?
No, might have to try it out.
Like I knew a lot of guys would go in the hot tub. They'd be like, I got a hot cold flash, let's get going.
Yeah.
Wake yourself up.
Yeah.
Or just have a teammate punch you in the face.
So what about you?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
He's young. He's never felt bad in his life.
But I think it's important to get... if I feel bad on the warm-ups, I usually try to concentrate a lot on my first shift. If you get a good one, you will be in a good mood and maybe feel like... Yeah, it will figure out, and it will be a good day today. But if it's a tough first shift, then you maybe think I knew it.
We're in one.
Yeah,
we're in a tough one.
Yeah.
Junie, back out in the crowd.
We got two more back in the back. We're going to start here with Brian from Nashville. Brian, what's your question?
Yeah, this is Brian and my son Anthony as well. We had a question since y'all are both pretty new to the NHL. What did y'all do with the puck from your first goal?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I have it back home in Finland. I got it as, what's it called?
A plaque. They put it on a plaque,
Yeah, I got that. And then when my girl went home, I sent it with her. So I have there a lot of pucks.
Yeah, I'm the same thing. It's just at my parents' house. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's somewhere in there. Yeah.
I think I've talked about this before, but at my first goal was on a plaque, and I had it up, and I went to look at it. This was last year, and I have an 11-year-old son, Talon, who went over, and the puck was gone. And I said, Talon, have you seen my puck? And he pulled it off the plaque and was playing with it. He brought it out to the driveway. He was shooting with the St. Louis Blues puck.
That's funny.
That means, did you not look at where it was? You know? Sorry, Dad.
Sounds like Talon was watching a movie. Yeah. Instead of a puck, it was a baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Sandlot kid.
Judy, anything else?
Yep, we got one more back here in the back. Alita from Nashville. Go ahead with your question, Alita.
Hi, guys. So what's your guys' favorite things to do in Nashville?
Oh,
now we're getting there.
Play hockey.
You guys, come on.
I don't know. I think it's just
a great, hobby or something.
Vibrant, area to live in, right? It's just being able to walk around, and it's just a lot of cool places.
You like honky-tonks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, going down there is pretty crazy. I mean, there's not really many places like it in the U.S. for sure. Yeah. So just being able to see, what goes on here. I mean, playing for sure, it's crazy playing in front of these fans and at this rink for sure. But, yeah, just walking outside, I didn't play last game. I came up to the game, as it was kind of starting. And just to see that, it's kind of a different perspective. It's really cool.
One of my first things I did when I got traded to Nashville is I got here, and it was I think it was a Tuesday afternoon after practice, and I walked down Broadway, and I was like, I can listen to music whenever I want. I stopped in and had a beer and listened to it. I was like, where am I? This is bizarre. Yeah. Any good restaurants you guys have tried?
No,
foodies? You're just like...
Not any favorites. So far, of course, there's a few good ones, but not Not that one, like, stood out.
You can't find a good reindeer fillet?
Not here. No.
Tommy, what about
you? Is that your favorite? What's your favorite Finnish dish?
Finnish dish, I would say meatballs and mashed potatoes made by my grandma.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my favorite.
Tommy, you have any
favorite dish?
Restaurant?
Oh.
Recommendations? And then, of course.
Have you been to that Sun Fork place over by Vanderbilt? Like, I go there for breakfast a lot.
Oh, yeah?
It's really good, yeah.
What is it called?
Sun Fork.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, it's a good spot.
Yeah.
That's right next to
the team hotel, so I was in there for a bit.
Yeah.
We walk over there, yeah. It's one of my favorite places, I'd say. Yeah. It's really good.
Your favorite meal, you go back home, what's your favorite?
I like my mom makes chili, white chicken chili.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite. And I gave her some crap. She didn't make it for me last time I was home, but hopefully next time.
All right, guys, let's wrap it up with tomorrow night, Boston.
Yeah.
I was looking at a stat today. They've gotten to 40 wins. They're like, I think Colorado last year, and there's like the Capitals in like 2015, and like one of the Red Wings teams, 95. Fastest teams to 40 wins in that many games. So everybody knows they're a potent team.
They're ripe for a loss.
That's right. So you guys are home. You're trying to erase Monday night. What's the plan against the Bruins tomorrow? Other than get a win.
Yeah, I think once you get out there, it's, you know, just like any other game, hopefully. And they obviously have a really good team up and down their lineup. It'll take a full team effort for us. We'll have to play a really good game, and I think we're ready for it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, like Novi said, we got to have a really good game from everyone if we want to win, because they are a really good team. But like I said before, when we are at our best, we are a really good hockey team, and I think we can beat every team in this league.
There you go, guys. Root them on. Give it
Love
up.
It.
Tommy Novak, Juuso Parsonen. Guys, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Appreciate everybody coming out to Brewhouse 100. By the way, the next Smashville Live will have Roman Josi and Ryan Johansson as our special guests, so keep that in mind. Next month, it'll be in March. For Hal Gill,
cheers.
For Ladarius Robinson, on-site engineer, I'm Darren McFarland. Have a great night. Stay tuned. Preds Insiders
Thanks,
is
guys.
Next.
Yeah.